This is the Reverend Christy Hoard from St. John's Episcopal Church in Pensacola, Florida. Thank you for tuning in to our podcast, St. John's Talks, a collection of sermons, interviews, and speaker events here at St. John's Episcopal Church. I hope you enjoy.
In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Please be seated. So this is one of my favorite Sundays, not just of Advent season, the season as we prepare for Christmas, but in the whole year. Now, John the Baptist comes up again later, around June time. We might hear about him. We might hear a little bit in January. But this is John the Baptist Sunday, so to speak. And I don't know if you know, but John the Baptist is the patron saint of St. John's. So St. John's is named after John the Baptist. The St. John's Catholic Church is John the Evangelist. It's important to understand these discrepancies because, let's be honest, John the Baptist was loud. And he was a little bit annoying. He was a little eccentric. He might have smelled a little. But more than anything, John the Baptist was excited and eager and confident and convinced. And even though he did not know what it would look like, what this whole thing would look like when the Messiah came, when Jesus Christ came. See, at the time they knew a Messiah was coming, only John knew it was going to be Jesus, right? He was so excited, he didn't know what it was going to look like, what this whole thing was going to look like, but it didn't stop him from going and telling everyone he encountered. Now, the interesting thing is he wasn't very gentle about it. John was intentional about breaking down the sort of understanding of the symptom, calling people out on their stuff. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I don't know very many people that enjoy being called out on their stuff. And John loved to call people out. So he didn't necessarily make a lot of friends. But at the same time, what he did do is give people hope. Now, the interesting thing is one of the things, and this could be a whole other sermon, it could be a series of sermon, is this idea of sin. And we hear it and hear it again. And John is calling people to repent of their sin. Now, sin is certainly those big ten, as we understand them. The big ten, the Ten Commandments. And sin is such a big word. It can be intimidating. And so when we hear this, we're like, well, God, John's just telling us that we're all just horrible people and we need to repent. But what John is saying, you need to clean your hearts. Prepare the way within to receive this holy thing that is about to happen. So we think about that, sin can mean a lot of things. While it carries such big weight and such a big word, if we think about what it means to purify ourselves, to cleanse our thoughts and our hearts and our minds, I could probably tell you three or four thoughts that came through my mind today, just getting ready to come here, that might have been considered not really lovely. Those are the things that John is calling us to. He's calling us away from the big things, but he's also calling us away from the small things because he knows, and this is what people experience, when they ask God to be with them every day, all day, help me navigate this difficult world, he knew that there was an opening, a breaking in of this new world. And again, he didn't know what it was going to look like. But we have the prophet Malachi, and it says, in those days, right, I'm sending a messenger. Malachi is reciting. He's got a prophecy from God, and he says, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come into his temple. That means the Lord, the temple, the Lord will suddenly come and be with you. And the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight, and he's coming. He is coming. But, I love this, and it doesn't say but it says, for he is like a refiner's fire. So the messenger is coming, but friends, are you ready for what he has to say? Because he is like a refiner's fire, and I don't know if you know much about metals and things, but it's hot. He's coming in hot. On fire. And he's like fuller's soap. And I want to thank Tom for our Advent class last week, kind of explained to us what the heck is Fuller's Soap. Well, it's actually quite fun. A fuller is the person who gathers the wool to use it to make the cloth, right? So the fuller is actually the person who gathers up the cloth. Well, and I loved Tom's illustration. You know, sheep, when they get sheared, right, they've been out in the woods. They've been out pasturing. They've been laying in the mud. You know, they don't take showers every day, so their wool is very dirty. So fuller soap is specifically for these people who gather up the cloth, and it's basically bleach, right? Strong, harsh chemicals that they would use to clean the wool, to get all the dirt out, right? Probably smelled like a swimming pool. It was alkaline, had lye in it. I don't know if you're familiar with lye, but super strong things that extracted all of like the organic matter, the plants and things that the sheep would collect as they, you know, were out there doing their thing. And then they would burn them, and they created this paste is what they would use, and then they would wash the wool and clean it. So the imagery that Malachi is using, people are like, man, he's a refiner's fire and fuller's soap. This is not a gentle cleansing. This is not a gentle cleansing. And so we have this imagery of this person coming to tell people about the Messiah, who we know as Jesus Christ, who he knew as Jesus. So John and Jesus are cousins, and I like to think, you know, when you get together with the cousins, there's always that one cousin, right? Just a little extra. That was probably John, you know, at the family gatherings. Crazy John. But he was so excited. He knew something amazing was going to happen. His methods were a bit unconventional, and yet at the same time, they were quite effective. He was calling people out on their stuff and telling them, you need to repent and be ready. He was loud, passionate, provocative, and he loved stirring up trouble. But the imagery that we have, it's like, it's so interesting. It says he's going to prepare a way. So the canticle says he's going to raise up a mighty Savior, right? So he's preparing the way for Jesus. That they would be free to worship without fear. That he would be the prophet of the Most High. And you will go before the Lord to prepare the way. And so I think about what it looks like to prepare the way. How many of you have ever seen a place being cleared for a new subdivision? They take out everything. In the old days, they would try to save some trees, but not even now. They take it all down. It's not pretty. They're slashing and cutting and digging and removing. And John is preparing. He's making a road. Imagine what it takes to create a road. He's slashing and cutting and removing all the things that are in the way. It's messy and it's loud. And that's what he's called to do. That's what our patron saint is called to do. I feel a little bit like we're kind of responsible to do the same thing. He's clearing a road so that people will be ready to receive what is happening. And so I want to share a story with you, because I thought about this. I was like, this is wonderful, but what does this look like? What's a good metaphor for today? And so the other day, in my neighborhood where I live, it's this little tiny peninsula that's right off the end of the Pensacola Bridge. So you go over the 3-mile bridge, and there's like this little tiny peninsula over there. And so it's not a huge neighborhood, but it's all on, most of it's on septic system. Now, I know this is really good imagery. I know Vicky can appreciate. Most of it's on septic system. And if you don't know what a septic system is, this is going to get fun. It's just like a giant tank, right, that lives in the ground that collects waste. You know, all the water that you wash dishes with and other things gets collected there. And every now and then you have to have it cleaned out. But then the sewage system, right? The sewage system cleans the water. And it's this whole, and Vicky, maybe you could do a class sometime. Vicky works for ECUA. She can tell you how it works, but it's actually much safer and better for the environment. And it's far more efficient. So this little tiny peninsula, some of the newer parts are on the sewage, but a lot of it's still on septic, and they're replacing that. They're putting the sewage system throughout the whole neighborhood. And I have this running route, right? I have a 5K route that's just right at 5K that's for running. There's a 10K route. There's a mile route. And before you get excited that I'm like in really good shape, it'd been so long since I'd done my 5K route that I hadn't noticed all that was happening on that route as they prepared the way for this new sewage system. And my friends, it was the biggest, hottest mess you ever saw. These giant, beautiful million-dollar houses on the water, and the front yard is torn up and removed, and the road is cracked, and they've dug holes, and there's cones everywhere. The road is actually closed unless you live there. And this huge mess, and I was thinking, this huge mess that's being created, and guess what it's being created for? To remove the waste. Now think about that. John is creating a huge mess and clearing a way so that we have a way to remove the waste, and that way is Jesus Christ. So that we can find a way to live in this world in simplicity and holiness and cleanse. That all of our nastiness can get washed away in the love of Jesus Christ. And it wasn't pretty, and then I came home from my run walk. And I said, man, when they get to our yard, it's going to be awful. But won't it be great when it's done? And that, my friends, is what John is telling everyone. Listen, friends, you guys have been doing this wrong all along. I'm here to tell you, let's get ready for what's new. Let's get ready for the new way of being, the new way of getting rid of all the nasty in our lives, of all the dirt, of all the grime. I'm preparing the way. And he didn't even know what it was going to look like. Amen.